Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, August 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Monsoon rains pressure a ministry in India. A clean water crisis grows in Africa. Believers respond. And teams move into the evangelistic training season in Haiti. These stories and more are next on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in monsoon-ravaged northern India, where millions are homeless and crops are destroyed. The situation has had an impact on the work of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan. David DeGroat says they're working in hardest-hit states in Assam and Bihar.
Our regional ministry people are trying to help the people. Our staff in India is putting together clothing supplies, medicines, food materials, something like rice cakes, to spread among the victims.
This is a difficult time for people living in this area, but DeGroat says it's an opportunity for national ministry workers to tear down spiritual walls in the region.
People were asking questions, who are these Christians who are jumping in here to help us? Why are they so concerned about outcast, downtrodden people? And here they are right in the middle of sharing our misery and trying to help us. The Lord uses his people in these very, very difficult kinds of situations.
Next, one of the leaders in child sponsorships around the world is expanding its ministry. Compassion International is tripling the amount of money it will spend to help children infected with HIV/AIDS. Compassion will be working through local churches with the goal of eventually leading these innocent young children to Christ. Compassion believes that more than 20,000 children it assists in Africa are HIV infected. Pray that God will use this increased attention to lead many to himself. You're listening to Mission Network News. A serious water shortage in Africa has a ministry looking to expand. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says they're starting work in the Central African Republic and Liberia with an eye cast toward more projects in other parts of Africa.
We're not at liberty to give a lot of details on right now, but these are countries that we have not been involved in before, and the Lord's provided some funding for us to begin some initiatives there, both well drilling, pump repair, as well as health and hygiene training.
Wiles says those who do not have access to clean water are the same population who have the least access to the gospel. Wiles calls it a wonderful ministry opportunity.
We are one of just a handful of organizations providing clean, safe drinking water. And, of course, we're providing the living water that Jesus talked about in the Scripture. But today, roughly 2 million people will drink clean, safe drinking water as a result of the work of Living Water International around the world, but that's just a fraction of the people that are without access.
Meanwhile, Haiti's stability is slowly coming back after Jean-Bertrand Aristide's ouster. Church leaders are pleading for help as they tackle new issues brought to light by months of chaos in their ministry. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder says their team just returned from leadership training in Haiti.
They had about 200 pastors, just giving them some training and helping them develop more outreach in their communities. There was also training in Lejeune where they were training people who work with children in their churches. We had two Bible schools going on, one in Lejeune and one in La Victoire.
Yoder says their Bible school program in Lejeune points to future work.
We were able to share the gospel. During the Great Discovery, there were several young people that gave their lives to Christ, probably about 50 in total. And we know that we can work with the Haitian pastors and follow up there.
And surfing has been described as the largest subculture in the world, with about 10 million surfers globally. As many surfers ask perplexing life questions, Christian Surfers International is trying to answer the spiritual ones. After 18 months of translation work, CSI has its own New Testament. The publication features God's Word and testimonies of surfers who know Christ. Pray that the new Bibles will lead many to Jesus. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book, Practice the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.